Thank you, Mr. Wassner. Happy Sabbath, brethren, and friends here and those watching on the webcast. Well, this will be my most important message I will have given you. It is timely today for me and you and all who are called, as anyone who have been called. The title of this message is Walk with God? My preparation for this message took me to many scriptures, as you may guess. However, I focused on just over 20 scriptures, some involving more than one verse. And this being a sermonette, we'll only turn to two of them. I'll refer to some others for context and your edification. I'd been thinking about, for a while now, off and on for years, about the toils of daily life on this earth. Like many of you, I should say most of you, I have a pretty difficult occupation, at least for me, being 91% disabled on paper. That's before I gained weight and became a type 2 diabetic and take blood pressure medicine to keep my blood pressure in the normal range. I started as a quality assurance inspector for a roofing and waterproofing consulting firm in 1995. Yeah, the same year that Christ, who is the head of his church, and his called out ones, they were shaken by the rod of truth. It appears many fell by the wayside by the manner of belief and practice they chose to follow. Only God knows the current status of their hearts. My job involves getting up kind of early, around 4 or 5 a.m. each weekday. Usually work on a report I could not finish the night before or from a couple days before. Driving for an hour or so to somewhere in San Diego or even up to 3 hours in the morning to places like Canoga Park, San Fernando Valley, and just south of West Hollywood. The drives home are longer, taking 90 minutes or up to 4 hours to get home. That's after a full day of inspection. I still have Tuesday's inspection report I have to finish tomorrow, along with two from yesterday. So, yeah, I typically work on Sundays to catch up on reports that have to be finished by Monday. And that makes my schedule be a 6-day work week. And that makes his Sabbath that much more refreshing for me, as I'm sure it is for you. From 1995 to 2000, I only did roofing inspections, commercial and residential, plus documenting construction defects for legal work for the consultants and defendants and plaintiff clients. In around 2000, legal work dropped off due to California litigation laws, and my inspections expanded to the whole building envelope, including waterproofing of windows and doors, the walls, wall penetrations, balconies, planters, from the roof all the way to below ground level, like for underground parking, ensuring that various systems, like roofing and waterproofing, are installed per the manufacturer's warranty guidelines so that there'll be a warranty, and that's to keep the water out and there'll be no leaks. I'm certain that the majority of you have had arduous schedules too and work. I think all of the hours of study on many subjects our pastor must perform to glean the nuggets of spiritual food and truth to feed us, and that on top of all of his other pastoral duties and council, being a council member. One of my favorite country music songs is led by the group called Lone Star. It's called Mr. Mom, 2004. It's funny and it's realistic. Mothers are very busy, and they sure deserve our appreciation. The bottom line here is, we are physical. Ouch, physical. God set up a physical world, and made us with a natural body first, with the promise of becoming like him, like he is, a spiritual body. And that's as revealed in the resurrection chapter of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus came the first time made in the flesh. He was Emmanuel, meaning God with us. He came from the Father to reveal the Father. Jesus said his Father is greater than him. We're familiar with these truths. Those who are the called in this age, that's until his return, are invited to seek first his kingdom and seek the Father's face and his righteousness, and we know this also. Now let us turn together to Micah chapter 6, verse 8, one of the minor prophets near the end of the Old Testament. Micah 6, verse 8, New King James Version. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Good food for thought and the soul. While we are awake, we are to do good, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. By contrast, this means we are to not sin. We are not to be vengeful, but to yield to compassion for one another and others. We are to let go of our pride and humble ourselves before our living God. We understand that God is always searching the hearts of mankind. He knows our thoughts. He knows our motivations. He knows our intentions. Nothing's hidden. We're an open book to the living God, the eternal. It helps to keep in mind that when we sin against one another or a stranger, we are sinning against the lawgiver and judge. We know the law, the Ten Commandments, is spiritual. When we sin against another person, including ourselves, the act is actually against the lawgiver and also the Christ. King David knew that in 2 Samuel 12, when Nathan the prophet was sent by God to rebuke David, exclaiming that David had killed Uriah the Hittite and taken his wife for his own. David's reply was immediate. I have sinned against the Lord, quote unquote. That was the ultimate reality. Sin that is unrepented of will have an eternal effect, death. The kingdom of God is eternal. That is why we should not love the things of this world, but instead seek first and foremost the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as mentioned in Matthew 6. If one walks in darkness, there is no fellowship with Jesus or the Father, as mentioned in 1 John chapter 1. We know what it takes to walk with God, as read earlier in Micah 6. Do justice or good, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. What else does it mean to walk with God? Amos 3 shows us that two cannot walk together unless they are agreed. God is walking amongst us, and we, mankind, are walking through life. For us, the called out ones, the ecclesia, the church, know we must keep his commandments. Romans 13 reveals to those who are called, love is the fulfillment of the law. When Jesus, being tested by a Pharisee, a teacher of the law, was asked, what is the great commandment in the law? In Matthew 22:37, Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. We need to consider this reply. All. Our heart? All. Our soul? All. Our mind? Yes, all aspects of our lives should be geared toward our Creator, our Sustainer, our Savior, and our Father. In Luke 14, we read a striking verse which is rendered, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Strong word, hate. The Greek word for hate here is G3404, misao, from the word misos, which means hatred, to detest, especially to prosecute, but by extension, it means to love less. And we can see that is the context. Now turn with me to Matthew 10:37. Matthew 10:37. This is New King James, and that's a comparison with the other verse. It says, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. We are to love God the Father and his son Jesus more than anyone. Yes, we have jobs, parents, wives, husbands, children, pets, hobbies, sports, responsibilities, duties, TV shows, and many things that we love. But our love for anything in this world should have no comparison to God. We are not to be unequally yoked or bound to the things in this world. They're passing away. 2 Corinthians 6. In conclusion, I would like to share 3 points that are obvious to most of us and encourage you as well as myself to strive to emulate Jesus and those who in Scripture walk in the manner that he did. Number one, in Galatians 5, if we walk by the Spirit, we will not be gratifying the desires of the flesh. When we walk by the Spirit, we will not be gratifying the desires of the flesh. Number two, in Ephesians 4, walk in a manner worthy of our calling. Walk in a manner worthy of our calling. And three, 1 Corinthians 10, do all to glorify God. Do all to glorify God. If we continue in being mindful of these things along with the weightier matters of the law, being faith, mercy, and justice, plus our habitual praying, occasional fasting, meditation day and night on his law and our obedience to it in the context of our interactions with others and God, then we will walk with Jesus in white as revealed in Revelation 3:4. Happy feast season, brethren.